This is Sports World, and I'm your host, Ray Banks. Today, our guests are Luis Martinez, a soccer player for RFX United, and Mimi Yang, an Olympic gymnast. Thanks for being here, guys.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hello. It's great to be here.
So, you've both had more than your fair share of injuries lately. Luis, you had to leave last year's finals match at the 78-minute mark.
Yeah, that was hard.
Sorry, I'm not a big soccer fan. What happened?
I sprained my ankle.
Ouch, that's too bad.
Well, soccer is a tough sport. Lots of players injure their legs, knees, and of course, ankles.
Well, I know all about sprained ankles. I sprain my ankle all the time. The worst was when I sprained it during the Olympics last year. I managed to finish my routine, but it really hurt.
You don't stop competing after you get injured? Wow.
I know, but a lot of gymnasts keep going through the pain. We hurt our knees and ankles all the time, just like soccer players. But we also use our upper bodies a lot. So we get a lot of back and shoulder injuries, and arm and hand injuries, too.
That's very true. I see you have a bandage on your finger right now, Mimi. What happened?
I broke my finger on the balance beam last week.
Ouch. I'm sorry to hear that. Hope it feels better soon.
Thanks. It's healing well.
So let me ask you both. Which sport do you think is tougher, soccer or gymnastics?
In my opinion, gymnastics is tougher. It's really hard on the body.
Luis?
I don't know about that. Soccer players need to be tough. We usually only injure our legs and feet, but we do need to run a lot more than gymnasts.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree. Soccer players don't get injuries all over their bodies, but gymnasts don't have to run as much. Okay, time for a short break. We'll be back with Luis Martinez and Mimi Yang in just a minute.